Hello, my name is Daniel Nenni, founder of SemiWiki, the open forum for semiconductor professionals. Welcome to the Semiconductor Insiders podcast series. If you have a topic you'd like us to cover, please post it on semiwiki.com and we'll get right to it. My guest today is Dr. Suresh Venkatesan, Chairman and CEO of POET Technologies. Suresh joined POET Technologies from Global Foundries, where he served as Senior Vice President, Technology Development. He's an industry veteran with over 22 years of experience in semiconductor technology development. Prior to joining Global Foundries, he held various leadership positions with Freescale Semiconductor in Austin, Texas. Dr. Venkatesan holds over 25 U.S. patents and has co-authored over 50 technical papers. Welcome to the podcast, Suresh.
Thank you, Daniel, and thank you for the opportunity to be on your show. Looking forward to the exposure from the podcast and also looking forward to sharing with your audience our POET story and what we're all about.
Great. So first, tell us how you came to semiconductors and then why you joined POET Technologies.
I did my graduate work in solid state electronics back in India. First at our graduate, and then my graduate degrees at Purdue University. So it just seemed natural to extend my education and further in the field of semiconductors in general. I did most of my research work both on silicon as well as on 3-5 materials, which is a really good segue into what we're currently doing at POET. But I joined Motorola back in 1991. Interestingly, when I joined, the first technology node I worked on was 5-micron, a half micron technology. And today we're at 5 nanometers. So that's two orders of magnitude over the period of time that I've been in the industry, right? So it's a fairly dramatic transformation in terms of just the relentless pace of advancements in semiconductors, which is what makes it super exciting, right? There's never a dull moment, and the sheer breadth and of technologies, the innovation, that's what drives us all, and that's definitely what drives me. I've been in the semi world for nearly 30 years, I back at Global Foundries, of course, running all technology development for them, I was responsible for a variety of different technology nodes. One area that I felt I hadn't done much on was optics. The opportunity with POET came up, and I felt this would be a good time to leverage my experience in semiconductors and try to take that experience into the world of optics and see if we could do something innovative there. Here we are about 7 years later, and we've developed, what I believe is quite revolutionary and breakthrough in terms of, optical packaging. So we feel proud about what we've accomplished as a team. And that's what got me to POET, which was, fundamentally the concept of continued innovation, and doing things that are better, faster, cheaper, right? And extending that semiconductor mentality to photonics. In POET, we call it semiconductorization of photonics, which is kind of what POET's all about.
Well, that's a good story. I followed POET. Some amazing things have happened. So can you tell us what problems you're solving at POET? Can you start us there?
Yeah, one of the things, back early in the days of POET in 2016, we had acquired a laser fab, and that was the first time I got into the, under the covers in terms of kind of lasers and laser packaging. And believe it or not, we would make a laser for my cost would be $5, and then we would package it at a subcon, and the packaging cost was $300. And then, we would ultimately sell these products, at $700, $800, whatever. And I quickly realized that this is completely upside down. In semiconductor electronics, much of the value of the cost is in the chip, not in the package. And I started looking at that further and realized that, if photonics ever had an opportunity to scale in volume and become far more ubiquitous in its presence in the semiconductor industry, we had to solve this issue. And so we invented at PUD this whole concept of the optical interposer that tries to solve this, packaging problem in photonics, especially associated with cost and scale. So photonics packaging today, is still esoteric. It's done one at a time, and we don't believe at PUD that that's a scalable model, right? And especially as you proliferate optics into a variety of applications, and you require not hundreds of thousands of units a year, but hundreds of millions of units a year, then something's got to give. And we feel that in terms of scale, in terms of volume, in terms of capital expenses, size, those are the four vectors that PUD is trying to attack in this attack as it relates to photonics packaging. And we're doing it with an innovative approach where all of our packaging is done at wafer scale, very much like is done in semiconductors. In semiconductors today, there is a term that is used. It's called wafer level chip scale package, or WLCSP. I think I've seen articles on SemiWiki and other forums associated with this kind of packaging trend. TSMC calls it something else, Intel calls it something else, but it's fundamentally the same concept. And what we are doing with the PUD's optical interposer is essentially extending this wafer scale CSP packaging capability to optics, to including photonics devices, to include optics devices, and thus enabling kind of a seamless coexistence of electronics and optics.
What makes the optical interposer unique is it is, in our opinion, and at least today, the only chip scale packaging technology for photonics. So it allows for photonics devices to be packaged at wafer scale and providing a kind of a chip scale form factor. And it enables, co-integration with electronics devices with RF interconnectivity. So our biggest differentiator is this coexistence or co-mingling of RF and optics. And that's what, the PUD optical interposer is about. An electrical interposer, by contrast, only addresses kind of interconnectivity and RF. What we do is to marry RF and optics. And that's the primary differentiator for PUD. It's a platform technology. So, we are able to tackle a multitude of potential end applications with such an interposer, and we are doing our primary initial kind of market entries in the data communication space using hybrid integration of photonics components on this optical interposer.
Ah, interesting. I recently read that the PUD optical interposer is ready for commercialization. How is that process ramping, and how does your joint venture with Superphotonics play into this?
Yeah, so we, Superphotonics is our joint venture, so they are kind of the order fulfillment arm of PUD, and so they do all the final assembly tests and sales of the optical engines, at least for the legacy product line, which is 100, 200, 400 gigabits per second, and so they are an integral part of PUD's operation. And we utilize them and the team, we're seamless. We're kind of one team and one organization, but PUD focuses on design, development, and delivery of the optical interposer. And Superphotonics takes the optical interposer and converts it into optical engines, which then goes into, modules used by end customers. We started this development in 2017 and in earnest in 2018, after we made some capital investments at our foundry partner in Silterra. So we've been at this for almost precisely 5 years now. We started developing this technology using 100 gigabit per second components, extended it to 200 gigabits per second components. And that has been the platform that we've been developing for about the past, you know, like I said, 5 years. And so our initial products are around this 100 gigabit, 200 gigabits per second. It's what we call legacy products. You know, those products are kind of long into production. So there is interest, but it's not, you know, large interest except in some specific custom applications where we've got, you know, good customer engagements around that. But what I think is most exciting is that we've utilized this fundamental platform to, and the development that we have done over this period of time to leapfrog and move from where we are today, which is 100, 200, to where we believe we'll be next year, which is 800, 1.6 terabits. So that kind of shows you that the platform once developed, you know, can scale very rapidly, and we're happy and confident that we can do that. The 100, 200 gig products are currently in their qualification phase. We expect to release these products into production, four products by the end of this year, and another four products in the first quarter of next year. So those would be around this legacy product lines that we've discussed and talked about. And thereafter, of course, we would be extending the platform into 800 gig, 1.6 terabits as it relates to data communication products and to remote light sources for artificial intelligence and machine learning, where we've got some interesting customer engagements that truly utilize the power and capability of our technology platform.
Ah, very interesting. You know, this has been a busy year now that conferences are live, and I know you guys have been busy at conferences. What conversations has that created with potential customers or partners? You know, what have you discovered this year?
Yeah, I mean, you know, conferences are primarily, I mean, at least, you know, our presence at these conferences is to, you know, expose what POET is doing. And, you know, I've been fairly reticent about doing that till this year. You know, finally, at the end of last year, we've got, you know, most of the technology hurdles out of the way, and we feel like we're kind of ready for prime time and moving into, you know, beta sampling of customers and into qualifications. So we felt it was important now that, you know, we kind of bring the POET story forward. So I've been, you know, very busy at conferences, either through invited talks or through, you know, submitted publications. And at these conferences, you know, it's they're more future looking, right, in terms of you know, people that come to you and ask for, you know, partnerships or what have you. And so there, you know, it is this unique combination of RF and optics that really is opening some eyeballs. And we've gotten a fair number of inbound requests after the PIC conference, as well as the ECOC conference, where that unique combination of RF and optics married with wafer scale processing and ability to, you know, to do high volumes is an attractive proposition across a variety of verticals. You know, compared to others in the field that are doing silicon photonic solutions, they tend to be kind of point solutions, you know, where one company will be doing a silicon photonic solution, let's say for data centers, another one for a specific component in LiDAR or what have you. But you know, we're a platform, we're a packaging platform, right? We apply equally to one or other verticals. And so, you know, of course, you know, we have to be picky and choosy about what we do, especially as we, you know, go through the commercialization phase for the first set of products. But it was heartening to understand and know that there is a vast universe of potential applications kind of waiting for us to participate in when the time is right. And, you know, that combination of RF and optics, at least from some customers, potential customers' perspective, you know, is also a unique combination that they believe could be advantageous for the next generation products of, you know, 50G PON, 800 gigabits per second, and so on. So obviously it has opened some doors, which we're happy to engage in those conversations anytime, right?
Yeah, I really am glad conferences are live again. You know, that's really where you get a good understanding of where the market's at, is face-to-face interactions with your partners, your customers, and, you know, even competitors. But, you know, you you mentioned 800G and 1.6 terabit optical engines. When will those be in production?
Yeah, we've announced that we will be sampling those products in the first quarter of next year. And then, you know, the beta would be a couple of quarters thereafter and production in the second half of next year. So we expect to ramp those products rapidly because, you know, the assembly processes and the things that we do on the interposer, of course, took a while to develop, but once developed, can be deployed for multiple components. We are particularly excited about 800 gig and 1.6 terabit because, unlike the legacy products around 100, 200, we believe that at 800, 1.6 terabit, we add immense value in terms of how our integration works. They will be our first products that deploy onboard electronics as well as optics co-integrated on the interposer. And that enables some very unique and differentiated form factors that, you know, other technologies would struggle to meet or achieve. So we're particularly excited at these higher end nodes where really the true value of the interposers is unleashed, right, in terms of connectivity, both electrical connectivity as well as optical connectivity. Whereas in the legacy products, it's primarily a cost game. And while we think we have a cost advantage, you typically, new technologies and new businesses don't succeed purely on cost. I mean, there's got to be other value that it provides. And so we're very excited about these other product lines we're, you know, launching next year that actually truly it takes advantage of the full capabilities of the interposer, not just kind of a cost game in the initial phase.
Wow, that's very good. That's very exciting. So it's nice to talk to you again, Suresh. We will try and schedule something up for, you know, early next year to get an update, and we can talk to you again.
Yeah, terrific. You know, I would love the opportunity. And again, thank you for the time and thank you for the platform.
That concludes our podcast. Thank you all for listening and have a great day.